Hello everyone, this is Nyamka, and I want to thank you so much for joining me for the Rebranded Christianity Podcast. And the title of today's episode is Escapism When It Ends. So I'll say that again, Escapism When It Ends. So before we jump into today's episode, I first and foremost have to just get this out the way that this is my first podcast in about 2 years. So I've been on a little bit of a hiatus or had to put the podcast on the shelf for a minute because I was working on some other projects and I had to give my time to those in addition to just working my 9 to 5, but I am back now and I am back with a vengeance. So I would love for you to jump back on this ship with me. If you don't subscribe or follow to the podcast, I would love for you to do so. If you're on Twitter, I'm on Twitter as well. So follow me on Twitter and also check out my website, nyamkaward.com. It is like your one-stop shop for everything that I'm working on. And also through the website, you can email me any questions, comments, or if you have like a prayer request, you can send that to me on the website. Okay, so let's jump into escapism. And I want to start off by telling a story about how today's episode came about. Okay, so I have a contradictive love for romantic movies and television shows. I really would not describe myself as a romantic person at all, but for some reason, I am drawn to this type of entertainment. I would have never viewed my love for rom-coms and a great happily ever after storyline as escapism until I read a story about The Bachelorette. I don't regularly watch The Bachelor or The Bachelorette because I'm just really thrown off about one person dating that many people at one time. Plus, I struggle with someone falling in love with a person that quickly and under those circumstances. But at the time of this article, I was watching the Rachel Lindsay's Bachelorette season. As a matter of fact, I watched her particular season in its entirety, which is something I had never done for that show. So, the article discussed the content of Rachel's Bachelorette season, and it said something that jolted me, like stopped me in my tracks. The writer stated, "The Bachelor and Bachelorette franchise draws people who want to escape their own realities." I don't even think I finished reading the article after I read that sentence. What is escapism? I want to give you some definitions of this fascinating word. From the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, this is the definition of escapism: habitual diversion of the mind to purely imaginative activity or entertainment as an escape from reality or routine. From the Cambridge Dictionary, the definition of escapism is: a way of avoiding an unpleasant or boring life, especially by thinking, reading, etc., about more exciting but impossible activities. And also this definition I got from Google. It did not reference what dictionary it's from, but so I'm going to call it the Google definition. And this is it for escapism: the tendency to seek distraction and relief from unpleasant realities, especially by seeking entertainment or engaging in fantasy. I was one of those people who fit the writer's description in the article who was watching Rachel's season of The Bachelorette as a form of escapism. It was, in some way, depicting a reality that I wanted, but I didn't have. I found this truth sad, but it was the beginning of a journey for me. I began to see how particular forms of media that I was drawn to were forms of escapism for specific areas of my life. I could see the reality I wanted in this or that, and it gave me an escape. In my case, it was vicarious escapism through entertainment. But escapism can be more basic than that, like shopping or going to the gym, watching sports, or escapism can be more illicit and addictive, like addictions to drugs, alcohol, and pornography, that start as seemingly harmless acts to get some relief from harsh realities. First and foremost, what is the difference between escapism and just plain and simple R&R, rest and relaxation? We do need a break from the daily grind, and watching a good movie, catching the game, or finding those perfect pair of jeans can be the R&R we need. Here's the difference. Instead of facing your reality and doing something about it, you choose to escape it by doing this or that. We engage in escapism because it may seem impossible to change our circumstances at the moment or just in general. Therefore, the escape provides the fix we need. It satisfies the craving within our souls and spirits. But what happens when escapism ends? What happens when the escape no longer satisfies? Over the past few months, I've asked myself that question. I believe this is a point of contention in the life of so many people, and it is what we do at this point that greatly defines our lives. Because we can run, we can try to escape, but everyone will reach a point where God is calling you, and that call becomes so loud within us that nothing we escape to will drown it out. And it doesn't matter where we are in life, beginning, time for a new beginning, or time to take that next step. Escaping from facing these realities is always a temptation because it is a quick fix. While turning everything off and spending quiet time with God, listening for instructions from Him, and obeying those instructions takes more time. Doesn't quickly satisfy the longing in our soul as our various tools of escapism, and it just takes hardcore discipline. Escapism is on the broad road, and answering God's call is on the narrow road that Jesus described in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 7. So let's go back to the questions. What happens when escapism ends? What happens when the escape no longer satisfied? The broad answer to this dilemma is to heighten your escapism. Take whatever you're doing to escape reality to another level, and because you won't ultimately satisfy the soul yearning, it will lead to depression and possibly destructive behavior. The narrow road solution to this dilemma, which is the correct response and the divine response, is to turn to God in a place of surrender and desperation and get the answers from Him that you need to move on with your life. We all need to have several come to Jesus moments in our lives. And when escapism dies, it is time to drop down on your knees and say to God, "I surrender. Let your perfect will be done in my life on earth as it is in heaven." I want to close this episode with this final thought. We are addicted to escapism. Our culture is addicted to escapism. It is truly a stronghold. No one, and I repeat, no one can change the character of the heart within their own strength. It takes divine empowerment to do that. And that empowerment is called grace, God's grace. You reach this point where you don't want to escape reality anymore. And trust me, it is the Holy Spirit causing your soul to no longer be satisfied with escapism. You are ready to surrender. The change will come, turning that corner will happen, as you depend on God's grace. So I want to thank you so much for joining me for this episode of Rebranded Christianity Podcast. And I look forward to you joining me for the next episode. Have a blessed day.